So, Brian Donovan, last night, this makes me sad. Last night may have been the final Democratic debate for nominee.
It may have been.
It was number 20. Can you believe that? 20.
I know. 20 times Hillary and Senator Obama have debated. And each one has been more debatier than the previous.
Yes.
I would say last night they showed actual conflict for the first time, which is a good thing to see between two people who are running against each other.
Yeah, it's good. They've gotten all the riffraff out of the way. Now they can really go at it.
That's right. Get out of here, Richardson. But I really enjoyed the debate last night. And I think that you could see a night of new voices for both of the candidates.
What, Russert and Williams?
No, the ones running for presidential office.
But that can't be true because Senator Clinton's victory in New Hampshire was when she said she finally found her voice. Did she find another voice?
Yes, actually, Faith. She just found another, like an Easter egg on the ground.
Uh-huh.
She just picked another one up. And this one actually genuinely sounds like her. Let's hear a clip.
Well, can I just point out that in the last several debates, I seem to get the first question all the time. And I don't mind. I'll be happy to field them, but I do find it curious. And if anybody saw Saturday Night Live, you know, maybe we should ask Barack if he's comfortable and needs another pillow.
That's her voice. I mean, it came out that came out kind of whiny.
Okay.
That moment. But through the rest of the debate, I did think she was like strong. She
yes.
wasn't taking any crap. She didn't feel scripted.
Yeah. I feel like for the first time, she was really tough. And she
yeah.
was really, she wasn't willing to back down on the things that she thought was important. And I think we saw this start a week ago when she made the speech about Barack Obama and when he's, the skies
will
open.
Up.
Right, and there'll be sunshine. And this is new for her. And I wonder, you know, is this that she's pulling out all the stops? Because it's basically no Texas, Ohio. She doesn't win there. She's done.
Her husband told us as much.
Right. So she's ready to fight. And this sort of, it reminds me of a lesson that I know I learned from the Kathy Bates film, Dolores Claiborne.
God, I love that. Director's cut is the one I have.
That's
I
right.
I don't know
the,
this film.
With the extra scenes. Well, this is what Dolores' boss, played by Kathy Bates, Dolores was told to do when facing a tough situation.
Okay.
Sometimes, Dolores, sometimes you have to be a high-riding to survive.
Oh, are you sure that wasn't Betty Davis? That was right out of like a 1940s movie.
I know. It was fantastic, right? But the message stays the same. Sometimes when you're up against the wall, and I mean this in a good way, not in a derisive women with power kind of thing, you got to be tough. And she's being really tough.
A high-flying bee.
That's right. A high-riding bee word.
She was being tough. I thought it was a pleasure to watch. That's how a debate should be. They were really going at it. And
right.
Maybe I just identify with her so much. I think she's like really scrappy. And she works so hard. And she's like the straight-A student. I feel like Obama, granted, he's brilliant. But he's like the guy who floats by. Like, he's okay with an A-. And she's like, but I'm an A+. I answered the extra credit.
Do you realize how many emails you are going to cause pouring into our accounts from Obama fans?
Because I said that Hillary's the A+ student, he's cool with an A?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's capable of A+. He doesn't need to try. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
Obama maniacs.
Thank you.
But you said that both candidates found their new voices. What's Obama's new voice?
Well, Obama's new voice was that of a second grader just learning the U.S. states for the first time. Here is Senator Obama on the healthcare situation in Massachusetts.
If it was not affordable, she would still presumably force them to have it unless there is a hardship exemption as they've done in Massachusetts.
What?
And again, Faith, Senator Obama on the healthcare situation in Massachusetts.
Then you can have a situation, which we're seeing right now in the state of Massachusetts, where people are being fined for not having...
That makes me embarrassed.
I completely agree.
You're
That's
from Massachusetts. How does that make you feel?
Not as bad as if I was from New Hampshire.
Shire.
Right.
So who, two new voices. Who was your winner last night? Who's your pick?
You know, Faith, I would go with neither of the above. My winner last night in the Ohio presidential debate was President George W. Bush. Here's Tim Russert questioning Senator Clinton about Vladimir Putin in Russia, his successor.
Who will it be? Do you know his name?
Medvedev,
whatever.
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever, that guy. You know, finally some vindication for our president. Even the quote-unquote smart senators and people can make mistakes on people's names. And it's not just something that the unintelligent people do. So one in the Bush column.
Okay. Well, I have a different kind of winner.
Okay.
The Bic Pen Company. Did you see, every time, it's so distracting. Every time somebody else is talking, like if Hillary's talking, mm-hmm. Obama, who's left-handed, by the way, have noticed, starts writing with sort of a smug look on his face, and she does the same thing to him.
Right.
And it's so distracting. The pen is mightier than the sword or the talking candidate.
It's a great move when someone else is saying something really intelligent. You just make sort of a displeased facial gesture and just start jotting.
And what do you think Obama's saying? I think he was doing a little doodle of Hillary wearing a Somali elder outfit.
Faith, I noticed through part of this last portion, you were jotting down notes while I was talking.
Yeah. BD plus FS. Too good to be for real. Do you have a problem with that, Brian Donovan?